Model GF, podcaster BF. And she says, what does that mean? And I just go, it's just, it's a compliment, but also a joke.
What is You Drunk High? It's a reference to mouths on band requests. It's which Mouth has now adopted as well. I stole his on band request, and then he started stealing my jokes. So I consider it fair. Are You Drunk High? Dude, this challenge will break your computer. Cine V is better, etc., etc. Okay, that's like pretty bad, but please give me a dime. That's not worthy of becoming the Joker. It's not worthy of becoming the Joker. Not yet. Hold on, what have we done? It's done Mom's Heart. Oh no. We've only done Mom's Heart? That's embarrassing, man. Mom's Bone Heart? Mom's bone, 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 but tell me, man, I miss my Uncle Charles, and he should have been gone, but it's out there, so. It's okay, you should see my post-it notes. Yeah, baby, post-it notes, baby. 3M, baby. What is 3M's motto? This is common knowledge, right? Isn't it like science, period, applied, or something like that? They got a boss motto. It's motto. Science applied. Dude, what did I tell you? What did I tell you? Hey, what's a motto with you? Science applied to life. Okay. See? I was close. I got nothing against 3M, man. Cool post-it notes. Making masks. Based in Minnesota. There you go. I taught you everything I know about 3M as of right now. Making masks a little shit. Dude, I forgot to mention. Last night. So, like, we've been... And this is part of the reason for the day off yesterday. Baby's been teething. Like... She started teething maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, but, like, she's really teething now. And, like, to the extent that at night, she's quite upset. Like, often. She do be teething. What's teething? It's when a baby's teeth start to grow in. So they you know, push through the gums and, you know, babies are pretty easy to get upset at the... At the best of times, and then on top of that, it hurts. They don't know what's happening. You know, last night was actually the first time that I'd ever seen baby Tylenol. Did you know, like, baby Tylenol is not a pill? It makes sense when you think about it for 2 seconds. Like, how are you going to feed a baby a pill? But it's actually like a syringe, like the same way you feed like medicine to cats. You like get a syringe and you pull out like a milliliter of liquid baby Tylenol, and then anyway, so I was up like a little later than usual last night, and I was just on reddit.com/r/subway. I gotta tell you, man, that's a funny subreddit. It's a subreddit that's basically exclusively for Subway workers. And I don't know, like, I just, maybe I was a little delirious last night, but I was like, this is one of the funniest subreddits I've ever read in my entire life. It literally, there's only like 5 posts that exist. One of them is like, I work the morning shift and the people who work the late shift didn't put the bread in the refrigerator overnight, so it rose too much. And it, like, it's just, you know that picture from Chernobyl that's called like the elephant foot? And it's like the weird matter that is like from an alien planet. Like, it all looks like that, but made of Subway bread. Yeah, the reactor core. And then, like 10 of the top 50 posts ever on r/Subway are just variants on this meme where, like, somebody comes in and says, I'll have the usual. And then I don't even know who they are. The third most popular type of post is a meme where it's like 30 minutes before closing, and then some guy comes in and is like, I'll have 12 party subs. You know what? And it made me feel better about the way that I am as a Subway consumer. Another thing that, and I don't know, there's probably somebody here that works at Subway, right? Like, feel free to illuminate it for me. Another thing that annoys the crap out of people is Subway workers is when you order the sandwich, but you put the bread last because they can't actually start making the sandwich until you give them the name of the bread. So I'm like, dude, I feel like I learned something. Next time I go to Subway, I'll be like, hey, Italian herbs and cheese, cold cut combo, cheese and toasted. Yes, sir. You know, they also meme on each other for the fact that they're forced to say any drinks, chips or cookies. I get. And when I was thinking back to my own Subway experience, I was like, the man does say it verbatim, literally every single time I go to Subway. He goes, any drinks, chips or cookies. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot. Another annoying thing for Subway workers is when you ask for the avocado at the end instead of at the start, because they got to use this, they got to use an ice cream scoop and a knife to spread it. So after they put the, after you put the shredded lettuce on the sandwich and then you go, hey, can I get some guacamole as well? They got to like spread guacamole on the shredded iceberg lettuce, which is literally like impossible. I learned a lot, man. Also learned that like, maybe I'm too hard on myself sometimes. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I wonder if I'm like not a great customer, because I, when I go to Subway, I try to give them the vegetable ingredients one at a time, and the guy seems like he can handle more than one vegetable at a time. Did you know there's a whole, like, apparently it's a thing that people will go in and order a sandwich with their three favorite kinds of meats on it? And then when it comes to like $15, they go, no, I want that as a cold cut combo. Like, I guess there's a subset of the population out there that just thinks a cold cut combo is like any three kinds of meat put on a sandwich. Like, there's a reason that it's one of the cheaper footlongs, dude. They're not giving you turkey, you know? They're giving you bologna. Yeah, like, there's so many like security cam videos of people like going in there and being like, yeah, and then another thing they'll do is they'll be like, hey, can I get the cold cut combo, double meat, double bacon? And then when it like it comes to $11 or something, they're like that, they're like, on the board it actually says the sandwich is $6.50. And you're like, yeah, man, would you think like double meat was a free option? Anyway, I feel like I learned a lot. That's all I'm trying to say. There are also like a lot of posts there that are essentially like, I guess here's, I don't know, I apologize for this. This is secondhand stereotyping, okay? One of the most popular posts on r/Subway says, it's a picture of a lady in a Toyota Camry, and it says, church is over, time to go be a B-word to food service workers at Subway. And then like, literally every comment in the thread is like, why is this so true? I have no idea. I had no idea it was like a thing, man. There's the Starbucks subreddit is like this too. I would highly recommend it. Like, it's a great subreddit. It also did, it made me feel a lot better about, like, I after reading this subreddit, I was like, I'm paranoid about being like a bad customer. I am definitely not. I am definitely just like, I'm just a normal guy. Oh, and I forgot the other most common one is, and this, I laughed like a fool when I read this, but it was like the top of it, of the meme, it's a two-part meme, two-panel meme, if you will. The top of it says, any drinks, chips, or cookies? And then the bottom one says, it's Yoda going, no, there is another. Which I thought, I was like, I get it. I guess like another thing people do is if they have two sandwiches, they don't order them all at the same time, which is insane. They wait until your sandwich gets completely dressed at the vegetable station and you're about to pay. And then they order the second one and take you back to step one of the process. It's not the way it's supposed to be done. It was, dude, people were like, it happens all the time. And then in the thread, they were like, hey, when you order sandwiches, the best way to order them is like at the start, just go, hey, I have 4 footlongs, all of them on this kind of bread, and this is the configuration of them. Anyway, I also found out, like, apparently a lot of people are like, it's they feel like it's hard to order at Subway. People are like, it's very, Subway menus are very confusing. And I'm like, I don't think so, bro. I think you just pick the sandwich that you want and then the bread that you want, and then you're pretty much good. It's not that complicated, to me at least. I don't know. You could also just order a bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, and pepper, ketchup, mayo on a roll. Yes, sir. If the ordering process is too complicated, I mean, I understand. There's places like that I walk in and I'm like, I don't know how to order here. Like, I see this food truck now and then. I'm not going to give the name of the food truck because I don't want to put them, you know, on blast, obviously, for any reason. But, like, I walk by it and the food looks pretty good. But the menu board is like steps to order, and then it's like step 1 through 5, and I'm like, buddy, you're a truck. Like, it's too complicated. I want to be like, I'll take a hot dog, but then like this 1 to 5 stuff is like it's crazy. Truck shaming. Anyway, that's all I got. I gotta check out that Starbucks subreddit. I feel like all the stories that I saw on the Subway subreddit, is a weird sentence to say, all the stories I saw, I've never encountered in real life. Every time I'm at Subway, the most annoying thing that happens is the guy in front of you orders like 15 sandwiches and you're like, well, there's only one person working here, so like I'm gonna be waiting a while. That's it, not a big deal. Anyway, so that was not to say that I don't believe that they happen. It's just that, like, I've never seen it. Starbucks, on the other hand, I have seen people wilding out. So I'm sure that the stories on the subreddit would blow my mind. How? What do you mean? Well, dude, I don't, like, at Starbucks, I have genuinely, I've never gotten the wrong drink at Starbucks, except maybe, like, I order, like, a black iced coffee and they give it with a little sweetener or something, and then I'm like, you know what, that's just a nice little treat, honestly. So I say thank you in those situations. But I feel like probably 1 out of every 3 times I go to Starbucks, the person in front of me like opens their drink and is like, actually, can I get like a little more nutmeg powder? And you're like, I didn't know you could do that. I'm sure mistakes happen, don't get me wrong, but people freaking love that nutmeg, man. And then, well, I mean, there's some classic, like, my mom used to tell me, she was like, check this out. You go to Starbucks, get this. You ready to get some free stuff from Starbucks? You order a grande green tea, but then you say, put it in a venti cup, and then you get like a venti green tea for the price of a grande. And then I was like, wow, that's a pretty good tip. And then I thought about it for 2 seconds, and I was like, you're just getting like 100 milliliters of water. Like, it's actually like just a bigger cup. Yeah, like it's not, you're not really getting more. I guess you're getting more tea if you consider that the tea is just the beverage. If you're considering that the tea is the quantity of tea in the bags, then not so much. But how many milliliters is a venti? 600, I think. Because an ounce is 30 milliliters, right? I never knew the conversion until, like, every baby bottle has ounces of milliliters on the side of it. So I think it's 30. So it would be 600. How many quarts is a venti? Oh, my God, dude. Now we're talking. I don't know. Like, it's like 0.8. 0.8 quarts, 600, WTF, that's insane. It is and it isn't. Like, 600 milliliters of tea, it's not, I mean, it's not a little, but it's also like, you know, it's not gonna hurt you. 600 milliliters of, you know, a pink unicorn dragon fruit frappuccino. I mean, as long as I think you recognize that it's a dessert, you know, you can accept it. I mean, I'm typically, I don't know if anybody else is on the same Starbucks meta as me. Here's my Starbucks meta. If we're going to Starbucks and it's a normal day, I'll take a grande iced coffee, please. Sure, iced Americano is fine. If I'm going to Starbucks and it's a bad day, I'll take a venti, please. It might seem counterintuitive, but the most over-caffeinated I ever get at Starbucks is when I order a tall, which is conversely, counterintuitively, the smallest drink. why am I so over-caffeinated when I get the smallest drink? Well, the only reason I order the smallest drink is if I've already had caffeine that day. So then I get the tall, and afterwards my tummy hurts, and I'm like, I shouldn't have gotten anything. You speak in riddles, old man. No, there is and one more thing. Anyway, I would recommend, dude, I love hearing stories from chain restaurants. r/Subway, I would recommend it. I just started working at Starbucks and it's pretty chill. I'll get in trouble for this because, you know, the climate. But I have heard, I'm sure you encountered, you know, entitled customers constantly, but I have heard that Starbucks is actually a pretty decent environment to work in. I don't know if that's the case. That's what I've been told. You know, I think you get benefits. You're paid legitimately pretty well for the role, I think, versus its competition. Management is good. Customers are entitled. Oh, okay. Look at that. You get stock options? Dude, ain't nothing wrong with that. Plus that SBUX, ticker symbol SBUS on the, or SBUX on the NYSE, also pays a dividend. Oh, baby. Juicy little divvy. Mm-mm. I do feel bad. Sorry, once per stream. I do feel bad, though, because I think I am actually a... I think I'm an archetype at Starbucks. The archetype is husband who was sent to Starbucks but doesn't know the precise name of the drink that his wife wants. So I go in and I'm like, I know 17 keywords related to what Kate likes from Starbucks, but I don't know the exact verbiage. So I'm always like, hello, I will take a grande dragon fruit, green tea, passion tea, lemonade with sweetener, please. And they, to their credit, they always know what I'm going for. I always say, do you mean X? And they say, I think so. Okay, see? I bet there's a lot of Starbucks archetypical guys. Like, guy who goes to Starbucks but thinks it's stupid to order it with the names of the actual sizes. So it's like, you know, they're like, grande, venti. Yeah, I'll take a medium. I refuse to play your game. You're not going to get me to say venti. I'll take a small. Me 10 years ago. I want a liter of cola. Me in 10 years. There you go. That's self-aware. This is one of those times I'm thankful to be streaming because it's just like, you know, basically I'm like my own podcast here. I haven't been to Starbucks in forever. What's a venti? Yo, okay. So, like, I think they sell shorts, but nobody actually buys them unless they're buying, like, an espresso for a little kid, which you probably shouldn't be doing in the first place. So, the smallest common size at Starbucks is a tall. I don't know how many ounces it is. I'm going to guess it's probably, like, 12. And then a grande is a 16-ouncer, I think. And then a venti is a 20-ouncer. Which is pretty huge. Again, it's like 600 milliliters. And then you can also get a Trente. I've never had the courage nor the occasion to order one. Trenta, okay, there you go. Which is 30 ounces, which is a little bit... I mean, for any beverage that you're going to consume not over the course of an entire day, that's pretty big. That's like a liter... I don't even think I've ever seen a Trenta cup, honestly. Not saying it doesn't exist. You know what the other thing that drove me crazy? Hold on, I just had two bits happen at the same time. Okay, first bit. What if you did a little TikTok prank where you went to Starbucks and you said, hey, can I get a shot of espresso in a Trenta cup, please? And then you went to the topping station and you just took the carafe of milk and went like... You joke, but it does happen. Okay, so then there's that. Maybe I'll try that. And then secondarily, what's up with the bread from the Subway party sandwich, man? That is not a bread that they sell in the store. It's like a weird, like, multicolor challah bread or something like that. It's white and wheat bread braided. How the heck do you do that, man? Can you get... I would pay a little extra in order to get that on my real sandwich, man. Hold on. I got dry skin. I got stubble. I got cat hair. It's so itchy. I'm not picking my nose, okay? I just have an itchy nose. If I was picking my nose, you would know it because you'd see me eating the booger afterwards, okay? It's just itchy. Oh, got him. But yeah, so like when you order a party sub from Subway, you gotta order it like 24 hours in advance because they gotta bring in like, you know, the CEO of baking in order to braid all the loaves together? That's crazy, man. I had no idea. I swear as well, this happened to me. No, when I tell them, nobody believes me, okay? But I swear to God, with God as my witness, it happened. When I was in daycare, when I was like 5 years old, one of the daycare workers ordered a 3-foot party sub from Subway, and I swear on my life, she ate the whole thing in a single sitting. Even as an adult, I'm incredulous of my own story because it sounds implausible, but I have a memory of her doing it. Are you sure it wasn't just a foot long and you were smaller? I remember it came on a big plastic plate and it had the weird bread, man. That's the reason I'm thinking of the weird bread. It was like Kinoshita Yuka, man. Can you sing a line from each song of Steely Dan's 1977 album, Asia? Okay. I can't sing a line from Black Cow, but it starts, it goes like, boing, boing, dong. And then Asia, after my wanting is it, I'll run. Donkey, donkey, donkey. And then I learned to work the saxophone. I play just, and then it's a Peggy, we'll come back to you. And then it's danger on the rocks has surely. And I got the blue, I got the news. And then it's, when Josie comes home, so good. She's the pride of the neighborhood. And that's it. I think that's honestly it. That's Bob Dylan. I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. Must admit, one of the all-time classic great lines. I must admit, I got a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Great album. Blood on the Tracks, baby. 1975, baby. Yeah, baby. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go, baby. Frick yeah. Meet me in the morning, baby. Frick yeah. Now do the Lonesome Crowded West. Dude, I've come to terms with the fact, after a long time, that I think I'm a Lonesome Crowded West guy. When I was a little younger, I think I was more into The Moon in Antarctica. Don't get me wrong, it's a great album, but I think I've come to terms with the fact that as I've gotten older, I've come to terms with the fact I'm way more into the jam sessions and Isaac Brock being like angry than I am into him being like into metaphysics or whatever. That's so good. That was so funny, dude. Oh, I won't accept we were dead before the ship even sank slander. Dude, it's just like, I don't want to be the guy who's like, you know, the thing you like is bad. It's just like so, and normally I guess this would be complimentary. It's just so polished. Like, I know that, like, it feels to me like it's Modest Mouse doing like a parody of Modest Mouse. Like the song with the shins, or with James Mercer at least, is just like, It's just like, maybe I'm too cynical, but I'm like, it's just too like smooth and hooky. Like, it's not what I'm looking for out of Modest Mouse. Perfect From Now On has always been my pick for that late 90s, early 2000s indie rock scene sound. So what you just said, this is like high percentage chance of Jesse, what the hell are you talking about? However, because I understood every word and I almost agree, I'm not going to say it. I very much enjoy that Built to Spill stuff. And then what's the other album? Because like Perfect From Now On is like it's the meditative one or something like that. It's a little bit more melancholy. And then, yeah, Keep It Like a Secret is the hooky one. Still good, don't get me wrong. But I'm more into that, I don't know, the more staticky aesthetic, I suppose. You should flip? How about you should flip Mind Your Own Business, betch? It's still a great album, though. But I gotta say, like, honestly, if we're talking best albums of that era, I've always been like a Dismemberment Plan, Emergency and I sort of guy. Dude, I'm like planning my weekend. That's what I'm gonna do this weekend. I'm gonna listen to Emergency and I by the Dismemberment Plan. I'm older than NL and I never know what music he's talking about. Wait, I never get the chance to do this. Okay, boomer. Oh, now I get, dude. Now I get it. It feels so good. No wonder people are saying it all the time. It makes perfect sense. He's lost it. Dude, because these freaking runs are too freaking long, dude. Drunk High? It's the lemon strawberryade, man. Anyway, r/subway. I will go to r/Starbucks baristas as well, that because it's been highly recommended to me. Any other subreddits like that, please let me know. I will investigate them at my leisure. The Walmart subreddit. I agree, actually, with what you're saying. I'm gonna check it out. I like subreddits that are, like, about what it's like to work at a place. Because, like, a place that you visited, like, you've gone to a store or a restaurant, like, you know, 100 times in your life, it's always interesting to see what life is like on the other side of the coin as a worker instead of as a consumer. Look at all the incredible stats that now belong to me as a result of getting the keeper's elbow. I'm the stat man. Speed up. +3. Shot speed up. I can't talk as fast as Scatman John, dude. Range up. Come on, it's funny. I think we're in that -1 pit right now where people are like, it's not funny. But then if I keep doing it, it'll be funny. If the stat man can do it, then so can you. Dude, but like, it's an inspiring story, but let's just be honest. Scatman John was a damn liar. He's actually like one of the... He could rap so fast. He was like the original Twista or Watsky. He's like, if I could do it, so can you. It's like a taunt more than anything else. You are a liar. Liar, get out. True will never not prevail. You was still pee-pee in your pampers when I was rapping many words faster than you. Tough diapers never last. Tough liars never last. I know he had a stutter and he got over. That's what I'm saying. It's an inspiring story. But at the same time, that MF be spitting, dude. I can't spit like that. Dude, are you seeing the Dodgers? Like, my brain is on a different level. My brain's so wrinkled, it's looking like Subway party bread right now. Oh, yeah. That was my triple collateral on free-for-all. Did you see that news today that literally every studio that Activision runs is working on Call of Duty? That's so funny. I mean, that's like all I got to say about it, but that is just like actually hilarious. I like Call of Duty, too. If you can't see the humor in that, like, I'm inclined to believe you don't know how to laugh. I saw the news today. Oh, boy. Toys for Bob was making AK skins. And though the game plays just the same, we've expanded the roster on the team. Now there's 10 and at Royal Albert Hall. My buddy works at Activision. He's not doing Call of Duty. Everybody's working on Call of Duty. For one in every two friends works on Call of Duty. Look around you. If you can't spot the sucker who's working on Call of Duty, you are the sucker who's working on Call of Duty. Sorry, it just took me a minute there to find where the joke was going. You forgot to sing Paul's part of that song? Dude, that's my favorite part of the song. When John Lennon goes, "I'd love to turn you," I'm like, Monka? Then I'm like, hey, shut up and get to the good part. Woke up, got out of bed, dragged the comb across my donkity donkey donk donk. Put my left shoe on and tied it up. Put my right shoe on and also tied it up. Got a plate, got a spoon, put the plate back, got a bowl, donkey 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 donk. Got some cereal and put it in the bowl. Went to eat it up, forgot that I had milk. Sorry, it's an amazing song, for sure. One of the Beatles' best songs. Paul McCartney's part definitely does sound like it was written the night before it was due, though. Hey, Paul, you got that bridge ready for a day in the life? Sergeant Pepper's comes out tomorrow, man. We've got to have it to the printer. I mean, the presser. Yeah. No, don't worry. Don't worry, John. I've got it. Think, Paul. Woke up. Got out of bed. Great start. Drag the comb across me, Ed. Good bit. Oh, thank you. Found my way downstairs and unzipped me pajamas and took a pee. No, you can't write that. It's the 1960s, Paul. Hey, somebody spoke. I noticed I was late. He's not here. Hold on for one more day. Your HP, I don't even know if I can read this. I don't think it's insulting. I just don't get it. What do you mean that my HP looks like 6'9"? I don't understand. Isn't that like a person? Everyone's like, so true. What are you talking? I don't get it. What are you talking about? Like, you were watching the lions? Like, from the circus, and they were playing a game? I don't get it. I'm just trying to understand here. He has a bunch of tattoos. Jesse, what the hell are you talking about? On his face? Yeah, I know, but like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, man? This guy's off the map. Off the planet. Isn't he gonna freeze himself? Cut the bus in seconds flat. Dunky 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 dunka. Anyway, great song. I bet. Remind me on Monday to what the frick, get out of here. Remind me on Monday to talk about a day in the life with Sips. I bet Sips loves that song. Go back, okay, but why? I'm not going back until you explain the Tekashi 6ix9ine joke to me. Yo, I was watching Salt last night. You know, the movie starring Angelina Jolie. You ever seen that movie? I swear to God, she tases a dude, the same dude, like 15 times. I'm inclined to think that she's not a nice person. Like, one tase, okay, like YouTubers have done it for content. She tases the same dude 15 times, like, while he's driving. Is actually crazy. Like, I was like, please don't tase him again. Like, the man, he's not going to have any nerves left after this. You're going to turn him into, like, a superhero or something. I also realize we've reached such, like, a superhero, like, zeitgeist that you can actually describe the cast of movies exclusively based on superheroes they've portrayed. Like, when I was watching the movie, I was like, okay, so Liv Schreiber's in it. I was like, that's Sabretooth. Also, Ray Donovan, shout out to my mom. But that's Sabretooth from the Wolverine movies. And then Corey Stoll is in it, also known as the Yellow Jacket from Ant-Man 1. It also has Chiwetel Ejiofor in it, who you may know as Mordo from Doctor Strange. It also has Angelina Jolie in it, who I believe is in... isn't she in, like, The Eternals or something? Or The Immortals? I always get Eternals and Immortals confused. Eternals, thank you. Yeah, dude, like, every actor at this point has just been a superhero. It's crazy. I got nothing. I mean, she already was Lara Croft, I guess. Was kind of a superhero in her own right. Jesse. The Takeshi joke is so good, I keep looking at the HP and laughing. It's just... What the hell are you talking about? Oh, another flying item. Ooh. You're nothing. You got no talent. It's one of the most important biomes in all of Isaac. You're flat. You can't even carry a note, much less a tune. I'm trained historically. I'm trained contemporaneously. I'm trained classically. Imagine if you could combine this bit with John Madden. Dude, I'm moving on to the new John Madden bit. The new John Madden bit is Bears John Madden. Hi, I'm John Madden, and welcome to John Madden. Did you cut his throat? That's Bear's joke about how he had John Madden football on the Sega Genesis, and like it starts as very high fidelity, and then it gets super low fidelity. Hold on. John Madden football 95 intro. Quiet, please, game. EA Sports. It's in the game. Absolutely wonderful start. That's so crisp.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to John Madden Football.
That's not that bad. Okay, don't get DMCA'd by ESPN, please. Yeah, maybe Bear's cartridge had some toothpaste on it or something. Dun, 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 dun. / marker DMCA. You guys ever have to do like homebrew surgery on a game cartridge or something beyond just blowing into it? Like, I'll tell you, I don't remember what game it was. I think maybe it was Destruction Derby 2 for the PlayStation 1. I read a trick online where if you smeared a little toothpaste, and this is not a joke, over the scratched area of a CD, it could trick the reader into still scanning it. And it totally still worked. Like, I when I did it, it worked. And I was stunned. There's, like, two things that the internet has taught me that seem like they were made up by 4chan to burn down your house, but actually, like, work. One of them was toothpaste to fill the scratch on a CD that's scratched. The other one is, oh, your Xbox broke? Put it in the oven for 10 minutes and it'll fix it right up. Both of those worked, man. What the hell? Yeah, I don't know. It's something to do with, like, it reset the... It allowed, like, the solder to, like, become liquid again and then remelt or re-solidify. And it would make the connection better or something. I mean, I'm not like an electrical engineer, obviously, but something along those lines. Yeah, no, you got to wrap it in towels before you put it in. I mean, obviously you have to wrap it in towels before you put it in the oven. Either that, or if you're not going to wrap it in towels, you might as well just brush some olive oil on top of it. Because that thing is coming out crispy. Oh, yeah, 10 minutes in the oven or 3.2 seconds exactly in the air fryer. yeah, you know, bro, screw that. I put my Xbox in the crock pot. I put my Xbox in the crock pot. I leave for work. Come back. That thing is fork tender. Invincibility? Whatever happened to invincibility? The man on TV. Well, how does the song go? Now, like, it ends with the Family Guy theme song in my head. Where are those good old family values on which we used to rely? This is a great run, man. Thank God we unlocked Flip. That's going to be very helpful. Don't tell Edmunds.
All right. Subscribe to my podcast for more takes like this.